right, good morning. Just update you quickly on some injuries. Alan Barber, going to list him as questionable, but looks like he'll be fine, and we'll be back at his left guard position there. Jordan Matthews, again, questionable with the ankle, but feeling much better. Isaac, the right ankle, high ankle sprain, will also be listed as questionable. Darren Sproles is okay, and will be good to go for the game. And then Big V, his knee, he practiced this week and did a nice job, but he'll be listed as questionable.
What does it mean if Al does play to have your offensive line?
Well, it's definitely a blessing that, you know, this late in the season to have all five guys back to their original spots. And, you know, it's something that we definitely, when we lost Lane back, after the fourth game, and, you kind of marked this date on the calendar, hoping to be in a little better situation at the time. But, for it is what it is, and we're here now, but we're fortunate to have all five guys back. He's looked good. He's got a lot of energy, obviously. We always kid the guys with, that miss time with fresh legs. I mean, he's energetic and he's eager and he's ready to go. Had a good week of practice, mentally into it, and he's excited.
Do you think, he can last an entire game, or do you have to have, Big V ready just in case, or how is that?
No, we feel, and I feel like he'll be fine. His stamina will be there, and I'm sure there'll be a little fatigue. He hasn't played in 10 weeks, and might be a little fatigue early, but I think he'll be fine.
He only really had one full practice, right?
I mean, it can be hard. It's hard on everybody, but for him, sometimes it's better just to get back out on the field instead of having that long week of practice. But I think there is something to a longer week, a normal week, where you can kind of condition yourself, get ready for a Sunday game. But we're just glad to get him back.
Sometimes will Sproles go back to his normal role in the backfield, or do you use more Byron Marshall?
Sproles will return to his normal backfield duties as well. Yeah.
Kind of unusual that you have two rookie offensive linemen who weren't super high picks, who both played a lot or played a little bit at least, and started the game at least the game. Moving forward into next year in the future, just talk about what Big V and Isaac give you. There's versatility just having a couple young guys in there.
But well, these are two guys that obviously have got a lot of experience this first year, and they can grow with Carson, and Carson can grow with these guys now, and a lot of familiarity with both of these guys. We know exactly who they are and what we have in both of those guys. They're two hard workers, and that's what you got to have. You got to have that young pipeline that's coming in, because as each year goes, whether it be an injury or retirement or somebody moves on in free agency, you need that pipeline of guys. And these two guys will, eventually, I think at some point, could take over as starters for us and are very capable of doing that. And the fact that they're working with Carson and had played with Carson already this season just gives them that much more of an advantage going forward.
Jason Peters played 90% of snaps this season. Just got voted into his seventh Pro Bowl as an Eagle. Did he continue to play, beyond this year, based on how he's done this year?
Yeah, congratulations to both Fletcher and Jason for making the Pro Bowl off our team. But getting back to Jason, I think he's very capable of another couple of seasons. I mean, he's really done a great job, with a health standpoint, his weight and managing all of that. And, I think Stout's done a good job with him, monitoring him in practice and not taking the full, complement of reps throughout the week. He's one of those guys. I mean, I can go back to some of the conversations we had way back in the spring and how do you manage a Jason Peters. And I feel like we've done that extremely well this season. And he feels fresh. He feels healthy. Again, a Pro Bowl season. So I'm excited for him and really do look forward to working with him in the future.
Have you guys talked future with him at all? Have you guys talked future with him at all, Doug?
Not, not at this point. No, we still got the two games, and we'll address that in the offseason.
I didn't hear his question. I think I had the same one. Has he said that he wants to return next year?
Oh, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he definitely, and I want, I mean, I'm not, you know, I love him. I want him on the team. I don't want him to go anywhere. I want him to be an Eagle for the rest of his career. So, we get through these next two games, we'll have to address all that in the offseason.
Speaking of these next two games, you have
both are in the division. If you don't win either of them, you'll be winless in the division for like the third time in franchise history. Did you think going into the season that the division would be as formidable as it's turned out to be? And does this kind of change the narrative for the Eagles in trying to build a team here going forward?
I think the division speaks for itself. I think it's one of the toughest divisions in the National Football League. And it's been one of those divisions where, any team at the beginning of the year obviously has high hopes and expectations to win that division. We were one of those teams. Nobody wants to not win a game in their division, and so we're trying on Thursday night our best to try to eliminate that. You look at all the teams and where the three teams ahead of us obviously are still sort of, outside of Dallas, are still trying to, fighting for those spots and staying alive. And I think it speaks volumes too for our division that you can have two, sometimes three teams that are looking to the postseason. I mean, it just shows you the strength of our division and how well these teams are playing. And we hope to, in the near future, obviously be one of those, be the team, in the NFC East that's consecutively and consistently, playing for the postseason.
Doug, when you look at the Giants' defense, statistically they're not all that impressive except at points allowed during the stretch. What are they doing that has made them this effective?
I think the biggest thing is, is they're playing well as a team. I mean, their secondary is a good group, a solid group. They don't have a ton of injury, on the defensive side of the ball. Guys are relatively healthy. Obviously, Pierre Paul is a big loss for them. But, these guys are gelling at the right time. And that's what you see. And it's a defense that plays extremely hard and extremely, extremely fast. They've been opportunistic in creating some turnovers. Spags has got those guys, it's not a complicated scheme. And he's got them playing fast and downhill and aggressive right now.
Guys need a win and to get that feeling back in that locker room. How much do you want to prevent the Giants from clinching on your own turf?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is we want to win the game. And I know what the Giants have at stake and they obviously want to do the same thing. They want to win a game too and for their own reasons. But, for us it's just a matter of just going out and executing and playing our style and playing physical and doing the things that we've done these last couple of weeks, learn from our mistakes and finish these football games these next 2 weeks. And I think we got a great opportunity. The guys are excited and looking forward to Thursday night.
When you look at the Giants, they're 8-2 in games, decided by 7 points or less. You guys are 0-6. Does that kind of show like the fine line between, a team that's probably going to the playoffs and you guys not going?
I mean, it's such a fine line in this league and you're a play or two away from your season being totally different. And of the thousands of plays that you execute throughout the year, it's going to come down to just a handful of those plays, and that's the difference. As nothing, I could tell the guys all the time, there's no magical defense or magical offensive play that's going to get things done. It boils down to your players and how well they fight and scratch and do whatever it takes to win football games. So it's a great opportunity again for our guys. And again, it just shows how close we have become to winning and really flipping our season.
I know you are good. But you've seen so many different situations, probably that you didn't expect this year. What have you learned about being a head coach in these past 14 years?
Well, the biggest thing I think is just the challenge of getting your team ready to play through adversity. That's been probably the biggest thing for me. The football side of it. This is what we do as coaches. I mean, playing the game and then coaching for several years. So the coaching part of it is just football and everybody, you study and do all that. But it's those things of making sure that all 53 are on the same page and the 21 coaches that you have and making sure that, the messaging is consistent, and you're not wavering there, and you're standing in this position, you're the rock of the football team, and you're keeping everybody together, and that's been, that's also been sort of a blessing for me, because in this first year having this type of adversity, it's challenged me, as a coach to make sure that I'm doing things right and staying the course and staying true to what I've said to this team way back in OTAs. And that's what you're seeing out of this group. There's no quit, in this group. They've last couple of games, it's been right down to the last play. So we're going to be a lot better down the stretch, obviously, from these. And it just makes us all better.
All right. Thank you, guys.